And what is up, everyone? We are back. We are back for the second time this week. That's never been done before. It is the Cap Room. I'm your host, Ben Zepp, joined by my two co-hosts, Niles Abston, Shakori Young. What is up, guys?
What's up?
And we have, I mean, this is a very special occasion. I don't even know if he understands how special of an occasion this is, but this is our first guest to ever be on our pod.
Fellow comedian
out of Miami, Florida, a resident Heat fan, but is wearing a Clippers shirt. Corey Kang, how are you doing?
I'm blessed, man. You gotta represent the Clippers when you are out of town, bro, because that's how they treat us out here. They treat us like we Clippers out here.
It's cool. No, yeah, they don't treat me like a Laker.
How about that?
Mm-hmm. That's funny.
So do you root for the Clippers over the Lakers as well? Or
definitely, because they tickets cheaper, so I can support them. You feel me? You can't support the Lakers without dating white women. So, you know.
That's hilarious. I've definitely had a white lady take me to a Laker game, so I can't even be mad he said
that. Hold on, John. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm Clippers.
A white man took me. No diggity. Thank you, Ben.
Was a Clippers game. It was a Clippers game.
Thank you.
Hey, them Clippers tickets be cheaper than the Sparks, nigga.
Listen, really, you pay $14 and you just holler at security. Who not sitting in AC, bro?
$35.
And honestly, they could probably get cheaper with the new stadium because you know people are not going to pack that out.
Nope.
It's crazy because I said this the other day, this might be my last year as a Clippers fan because I live downtown. That's the only reason I go
right
to the game, because it's right there. Drive to Inglewood for a Clippers game? That's crazy.
Like, I go to Inglewood to get my hair cut. That's it.
That's it.
I mean, we have all stages of LeBron here. We have a Cavs fan in me, a Heat fan in Corey, and then a Lakers fan in Niles. And I would say of us three, Niles has probably had the worst experience with LeBron, I would say.
Oh, man. Yeah. Space Jam 2 was a beautiful movie.
I actually did like Space Jam 2.
I was just about to say, Corey, it was for the kids, nigga. And I went to go see it with the baddies. I don't know. I had a good time.
Oh, nah. See, I feel like a lot of us, we ruined it. That was y'all. It's a children movie, bro. Look, go rewatch Space Jam. My son
said, "What? Yeah, Space Jam is terrible." But I was four. I saw Space Jam 2 drunk, so I had a good time.
I just saw it about three times. I like it.
My only problem with Space Jam 2 was I think they let LeBron like write some of the jokes, and it showed.
I could see that.
He was like, "No, this would be good. I got something."
Yeah, the Kevin Hart. I'm shorter than Kevin Hart. I'm like, that is a joke that was made in 2005. Like, that's so LeBron. That is a corny, like, LeBron joke.
Who gonna tell LeBron no in the writer's room?
On set, when he paid for all y'all niggas to be here.
Because, I mean, look, he coached his own team. So how the fuck you gonna tell him what to do?
Because
we can tell in game three, Darvin Ham didn't draw nothing up. I got a tweet going viral right now because somebody posted a video of Darvin Ham and his highlights, and they was like, I knew this nigga would be a bad coach because he didn't play with no fundamentals. He just running and jumping.
Nah, bro, you can't be a good coach and coach LeBron.
No, this is not gonna happen. LeBron is the coach of the Lakers, and that's why we down 3-0.
Yeah, let's talk about last night's game. I didn't watch last night's game because I felt like I've already watched it, given I've watched the previous nine past games, and it went the exact same way.
The exact same way, Dan.
The Lakers have been up double digits in every game, huh?
Mm-hmm. Every game.
Started off hot. What's up? First half. This is the first half. They like Dame Lillard. Like, first half. Oh my God, cooking on fire. Second half, all of a sudden that two-man game started taking over. Once they get y'all in that pick and roll, and AD, and I don't want to hear no more Laker fans talking about AD guarding Joker. Stop that. Ain't nobody guarding that nigga. Ain't nobody.
I tell people all the time, if you need AD, he's not coming. If you don't need him at all, he's there for you.
He's like Batman. He's like the Dark Knight.
if you need him, don't count on him. He's gonna fold.
Y'all dirty.
That's just the truth, bro. The facts.
Like, yeah, I would respect the Lakers organization if they just forfeit game four, because they're just being toyed with for the past 10 games.
So y'all got another bad D-Lo game.
I mean, hey, bad isn't even the definition, nigga. That was egregious, and I don't even use that word.
All right, Stephen, I ain't my bad. Look, D-Lo, he was.
He didn't make a shot. 0-7? Yeah, he didn't make 7 from 3.
0-6 from 3, 0-7 from the field. He didn't make a shot.
You're trying to make a six man a superstar. It's
Can I ask, before I get to AR, can I ask what happened to Spencer Dinwiddie? Because that was kind of like the signing y'all was saying.
I never understood that signing in the first place.
Hey, no, y'all had him.
Hey.
You know the nigga was on the team.
Yeah, I don't know. Yo. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, what happened to Gabe Vincent? We got tricked by Heat culture again. Heat culture then tricked the Lakers twice. Back to back.
I ain't gonna lie. Sad to say, as much as I don't like how they try to stir up beef in between teams and beef in between players, LeBron just too nice, bro. He fucked up our Heat culture. That's why we went and got Jimmy. You're coming out here, you're talking to all everybody before the game, you're being a friend. Nigga, we just here to kill you. What Mike Tyson say? I eat your kids, nigga, straight up. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. You just said to save Heat culture, you had to get rid of the nigga that got y'all two championships for the nigga that has gotten y'all zero.
Right, but we already had championships, so he ain't necessarily do it. He was just an extra little piece. You know what I'm saying? Mm. We was already going to do that, bro. We was already doing this.
Y'all was already going to do what?
I'm trying to sound confident, okay? Listen, fuck you. You got old LeBron, and you're not going to win. Fuck you. How about that one? You'll never wear one of these this year.
You'll never.
You caught me in my lie. Oh, well.
That nigga said we had to get rid of LeBron.
I tried to keep – no, but Rick, no, but in all honesty, bro, he's too nice. We had Udon. Udon going to put that spirit out there. We had D-Wade. He understand the organization. Like, LeBron has got y'all too friendly over there, bro. Y'all too friendly. And it shows.
What is LeBron's future? What does it hold? What does he want?
I can't see him doing this again. Because what's the point? You know what I'm saying? What's the point of going to the first round with the Lakers or the play-in and just getting beat? Rob Pelinka fucked him over. Well, I mean, it was LeBron's choice too, with the Westbrook trade. That's when everything went out the window. They panicked because they played, they played Phoenix in what, 2021, 2022 in the first round?
21.
And they lost 4-2, but AD was hurt most of that series. And they lost 4-2, and then they panicked and was like, we got to bring in somebody else. And they traded very key pieces for Russell Westbrook, and we've just haven't been good enough since that. So that's what killed it.
Can I real quick, Ben? Can I read you the most 5 pivotal days in LeBron's life?
Oh yeah, this is a good one.
I hate this shit.
So the most 5 pivotal days in LeBron's life, Corey, have been number 5. They got the day Gloria bought him that tiny hoop. That was a great day for LeBron. Number 4, it was the day Jay-Z taught him about NDAs. Great day. You needed those, especially in Miami. Number 3, Grizzlies lose draft lottery to the Cavs. Sorry, Ben. Number 2, though, big one. Joker gets too big for his horse. That was a bad day for LeBron. The day Joker got too big for that horse, oh, my God. He had to feel the shift in the earth. Like, oh, something's coming. You know, you remember when Jay-Z told them niggas 50 Cent was coming? Hey, y'all better get y'all little hits out. Now, that was Joker getting too big. And number 1, obviously, was when KD becomes a Warrior. Yes, I'm with y'all kind of on you got to leave the West, but where you going to go? You can't he's not leaving the Lakers, nigga. Bronny's going to be undrafted to the Lakers. He's going to be in the Laker uniform in a few months. I don't know what that's going to do to help their championship hopes, but it's going to help LeBron's morale, I think. I mean, he's not going to the Sixers. I don't know. It's over.
Why not? Why not go to the Sixers?
Nigga, because you just played with AD getting injured for fucking 5 years. You going to go over to Embiid falling all over the motherfucking place?
I'm telling you.
I don't know. Embiid hurt is a lot different than AD hurt, though. That Embiid be on one leg dropping 45, so.
That's true. Because that boy left the game immediately. And he ain't calling nobody. He ain't ice.
I think LeBron's going to leave, bro. Or he's going to retire.
I think he could leave. It's just what he wants. Does he want another title or does he just want to chill in LA for?
He obviously wants five. He wants five. Everybody knows LeBron wants five.
Then he's got to leave the West or join a very good West team. I think Niles brings up a good point about how they panicked about the Suns series back in the day. Mm-hmm. I really do think that like LeBron should hire me as a LeBron propagandist because I am like, I have it. I know the narrative. Like, here it is. Okay. So ever since LeBron has been with the Lakers, the only time he's lost a playoff series is against the Nuggets or the one series that they were up 2-1 against the Suns and they lost. AD got hurt and then they lost 4-2. That's the only time that they've lost playoff series in the West. And who was the last team to beat the Nuggets in a playoff series with a healthy Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic?
The Lakers.
LeBron in the bubble.
Mm-hmm.
So LeBron still got it. He still got it. This is Jokic is like extremely good and borderline unbeatable.
Yeah, the only way he can get to the finals is not play Jokic before the finals.
That's true. That's why I didn't really have too much to say on it because, he, like you said, he still got it, bro. It's not like an average deterioration that you see from an athlete. Like, no. This is like 90 and he's killing niggas. Like, he's 90. It's not even like, oh, it's LeBron. Come on. No, he's literally cooking. Like, I don't know. But I feel like at the same time, bro, you got to be tired of this shit. Like, now I'm saying, like, you got to be sick.
If I'm 39, I'm not losing again like that. Like, I'm just not. Should he go play point guard for the Magic?
He literally got to go to Milwaukee, bro. That's the him, Dame Giannis. That's the only way to beat it, I think. That's the only way.
That's ugly.
I have, like, do you think LeBron, like, if he wanted to, like, could play, like, a Draymond-type role and, like, average a triple-double next season? Like, do you easily think he could, like, average, like, 16, 10, and 10 if he went to the right, like,
anything concerning a basketball, LeBron James can do it, Ben.
It's hard. I was just about to say, I think he could, if any role he wanted to play, he could play it. It's just up to LeBron. Like, playing for the Magic sounds like horrible right now. Like, that sounds crazy. Me and Paolo finna just get it done. The Bucks, there's no way. I don't even see how the Bucks can get them. They ain't even no reasonable.
Okay, trade.
This is Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We wishing upon a star. Like, it's Philly, and I think Philly going to go after Paul George instead of LeBron.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And I don't think Sam Presti and the Thunder is like, man, let's go get LeBron, unless it's some one-year, let's do it thing. Yeah, man, he'll be Laker next year, man, and they're going to try to get Trae Young, and that's going to be that. So, It's over. And it's like y'all said, what we haven't been talking about enough is, as long as you're in the West right now, you got to go through the big bad Joker. Same thing with that goddamn U.S. national team with the Olympics. You got to go through Serbia. This is Joker's world. We all just living in it. This is fat LeBron. This is the best player since Miami Heat LeBron. That nigga does whatever the fuck he wants. AD is probably one of the two, three best defenders in the world. Didn't matter, nigga. Get your ass out the way. Cook it. I got Aaron Gordon looking like motherfucking prime motherfucking Horace Grant in this bitch right now, nigga. These niggas is nice, man. It's over. Wrap this up. This is sweet. They getting swept tomorrow.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Any chance of a Cleveland homecoming? Any chance?
I don't see the purpose of that.
Y'all gonna have to give up Darius Garland anyway. This nigga, we'll get that later. But yeah, so
what if JB gets fired and we're like, LeBron, coach, player coach.
Player coach home. Right player now. Coach.
Jackie Moon.
Jackie Moon.
Niggas love semi-pro.
Oh, I love semi-pro. It's so funny.
You think the game two loss was just so heartbreaking it was over?
Yeah, that was because you could even tell, like, they were happy when they were playing. Like, you saw how they were smiling and shit every time D-Lo would hit a three. I mean, they was just hype. I mean, they're in the fourth quarter elbowing each other and smiling. Like, they really were like, we finally going to break this thing. And then that fourth quarter, man, that was one of the worst coach
surgical joker. Surgical joker fourth quarter. Surgical. Yep. They switch. Hey, look. AD said, yo, I got him. No, you don't. No, you don't. That was when I wrapped it up. I was like, well, we might as well go to the finals. Fast forward.
The whole fourth quarter, they happy hitting each other. It's 3 minutes left. They ain't even down that bad. And they like, this shit again. Here we go.
Bro. Whenever you
can feel the energy shifting in that fourth of like, oh, here he comes. Here he comes. That's Patrick Mahomes type shit. That's Tom Brady, LeBron type shit. When you like, oh man, here he comes. That big motherfucker fitter. Oh my goodness. Getting whooped by Gru from Despicable Me. Hey, listen.
Stop.
Wrap it up, but
bro, when they cut it to six in game two, I was like, oh, it's over. When they cut it, they were still ahead 6 points, and I was like, it's over. Because the Lakers were gassed, bro. They were gassed. Yeah. That was one of the worst coached second halves I've ever seen. If you go back and look at the box score, the Lakers outscored them by almost double digits in both quarters. And then third and fourth quarter, they scored 20 in both quarters. They took their foot off the gas. They really played this whole, like, let's just run, let's just milk the clock, and let's just, like, limit the possessions. But the thing is, if you're not scoring or being efficient in these limited possessions and they're hitting a three every single time, then what's the fucking point? It's like they just stopped attacking, and AD stopped calling for the ball. He had 30 in the third quarter and was just like, I'm cool. He didn't score anything in the fourth in game two.
They took that. That was the subtle thing, though, that y'all didn't. And that's why I think this is a Darvin Ham problem a lot.
It's Darvin, bro.
Because they had Joker on AD, and then they just switched it back to put AG on him. And everybody was saying that wasn't going to work, and it did. Putting AG back on him. Hey, he didn't want to keep wrestling up there with Aaron Gordon, and y'all didn't have a counterpunch for that.
Nope.
And it's over. And again, we've said it. Ben said it. I ain't even watched this game because every game has gone the same. Y'all come out firing in that first half, and I don't know what the fuck Darvin is saying in that locker room, in that halftime speech. But every time Mike Malone and Murray and them come out, and look, y'all got three bad Murray games, but it's felt like I keep hearing it on the broadcast. Fuck play. Fuck field goal percentages in the playoffs. Because it feel like Murray make all the right shots at the right time.
At the right time.
Every time I see him, I be like, I look up, I see like 7 for 20, but the nigga that made the three biggest shots. Hey, bro, man, them niggas is surgical, boy.
His worst shooting game was last night. And it's just like the fans in L.A. was chanting fire Darvin.
Damn, for real?
Yeah, there's chance because it's just like you, bro. Like you're not scheming anything. I mean, how do you have a dude who's 6'11" score 32 points through three quarters, and then in the fourth quarter you don't even draw, you don't draw nothing up. We don't have nothing planned. We don't have nothing where literally this is the play we go to AD and we know we can get a bucket.
And he said that in the post game. AD said sometimes it feel like we don't know what we're doing. And Darvin said, I think he was just heated. He ain't mean that,
y'all. No locker room brawl. That's what they need.
Yeah. I think they're going to clean house. Can I ask this before we move on to Miami? Do y'all regret not trading Austin Reeves?
No. Because what would we have really got for him?
You think DeJounte Murray would have won y'all a game?
No. By doing what?
Hey man, I don't know, man. You getting an Atlanta Hawk next year? I don't know if you know it, but one of them guards play for the Lakers. We just don't know which one. So you make up your mind which one you like.
I don't regret not trading Austin Reeves just because I just don't know really what a value we would have got that was gonna really make this a better team.
I don't even know who you can give him.
Right now, especially, yeah.
Especially now.
That's pretty low.
Yeah. Ain't nobody trying to trade for Lemon Daddy now. For nine a game?
For Lemon Daddy.
Nine a game? Which, nigga, I'll give you a vending machine for that shit. No, nigga.
Chris Braun.
Chris Braun. Three first rounders in the offseason from the Lakers. I mean, it's over, man. We can move on, Ben. These niggas cook.
Yeah, let's move on to maybe the biggest upset of the playoffs so far.
Absolutely.
Somehow taking game two in Boston. They shot 23 from 43 downtown, 53%. That is crazy. And I got to assume, like, it's going to stay around there when they're going back home. Like,
right.
They shoot better at home. So, like, Corey, how confident are you feeling that they can win another one?
Honestly, like, we just don't feel Boston. It's just that simple. Like, we just don't fear them. Getting game two was huge because especially, like, we hurt and all that type of stuff. So, it's like, I honestly was kind of nervous. I ain't really been bragging on it. But now that we won game two, I'm here now. I'm here. I like us in six.
I like us in six. Hey, what Jaylen Brown say last year? Don't let us get one.
Don't let us get one.
Don't let us get one.
You see Jimmy posted that.
Still no Scary Terry either.
Right.
I love this game because my homie is a Heat fan in my group chat, and he was blowing that motherfucker up. Shout out to the Caleb Martin bulletin board material. Well, y'all, them niggas shouldn't have called him out. You know what I mean? Because my boy came in that bitch on a mission. He came in that bitch, and Hero heard us talking shit about him. My bad, D-Hero.
Yeah,
Jack Harlow put the call in. That nigga was balling, dog.
Right.
That nigga was balling. Shout out Jovich. And then, like you said, at home in Miami, them boys going to shoot better. Duncan going to shoot that bitch better. I mean, y'all got some big threes out of Hightower. That was crazy. And give it up for Bam Adebayo. Hey, Bam.
Right.
Hey, Bam. Bam, you was playing your ass off, man. Hey, that was a big Bam game. Bam has to be assertive. You have to be assertive, Bam.
I feel like we need a big man to help Bam. He's big, but he's not big enough for all the work he do.
Y'all need a for real five.
Yeah, but, if we get a for real, Bam will be the – y'all will say Bam the best in it. Y'all will talk about
him. He one of the best defenders. Did y'all see the video of Jimmy Butler driving, listening to gospel music after they hit all them threes? He had that rain down, no man.
Let it rain, boy. Boston, this is a confidence thing of like y'all taking y'all eye off the ball. And this is what we've been saying about Boston all year. Y'all need to be going into an easy sweep. You don't need to be thinking about, oh, shit, they in Miami. What if they steal game three and go up 2-1?
Well, that's the thing. No. I really think this was the – like, for argument's sake, I think this was the punch in the mouth Boston needed. The Heat won't win another game.
That sounds good. That sounds good.
That's what should happen.
I really think Jason Tatum's gonna be in murder mode, like light skin murder mode. Focus. Like I just don't.
They're aggressive enough for us, bro.
There's no way.
Like they haven't gotten.
Yeah, there's no way that organization let them boys come back in and like, oh, it's okay, guys. We just dropped one. Nah, they got yelled at, bro. They got their asses handed to them. That was embarrassing. You're the outright number one seed. You've been beating the shit out of everybody all year, and then a hobbled Heat team that barely got out the play-in beats y'all at home in the Garden. Nah, they're not losing. The Celtics aren't losing another game.
I would love if the series goes game seven, and then Jimmy Butler comes back for game seven.
You with this WWE ass storyline, nigga.
This storyline does happen. Is Heat in seven? Just know that.
Heat in seven. Yo. Yeah, they spent all this money on Porzingis, and you got one of those playoff Porzingis games that I told y'all about that was coming. But yeah, what should happen is the Heat should not win another game. They should come out and dominate. But this is why this was the matchup that they didn't want. Miami can win another game. they can win another game. I mean, this team is just so – this is the difference between, you getting a first round matchup versus Billy Donovan or Nick Nurse, and you getting their exposure. You know what I mean? Like, that nigga's coming prepared, and it's gonna be scary that game three because
we come.
The momentum is on their side. The momentum is on their side.
Once we get that momentum, babe, we play. We play all four.
Yeah, I mean, flawless. I definitely think this game probably determines who wins the thing, though.
I can see that.
Because whoever loses game three is going to be feeling really stupid. Because you got one team that's like, damn, we just gave up home court, and we're the far better team. I mean, when you just look at just pure talent, with Jimmy Butler hurt, the Celtics are leagues better than this team. And then with the Heat, it's like, all right, we stole one, and we at home. We need to win this shit. You know what I'm saying? So
that's
I feel like both of them are really going to be, you know, charged up. But whoever loses is going to be just, I think, just like we were talking about in game two with the Lakers, I think you just get your soul crushed if you lose this next one for whichever team.
Because even with Jimmy, they still the better team on paper, honestly. But it's just on effort. It's just on what we're going to do.
It's on effort, bro.
I know we coming.
And that's one thing you can always say about Miami. Them niggas don't try. You know what I'm saying? They're going to play hard. And I can't say the same thing about these Celtics. I mean, that's kind of been the story for the last 4 years with the Celtics team. Is like, well, which version of this team is going to show up? Are they going to actually rebound? Are they going to actually defend? Are they going to have their heads in the game with 2 minutes left? You know what I'm saying? And that's always been their – talent's never been the problem. Shooting's never been the problem. It's, are these niggas checked in?
Because I don't care what game you put up. Bam, sweaty as shit. 2 minutes into the first quarter.
Oh, God.
Damn, musty as fuck. First quarter is 9 minutes left. I mean, 11 minutes.
Yeah, I heard them Heat boys be musty, bro.
Hey, all tactics we need, baby. Whatever we got to do, baby.
That's crazy.
We ain't musty in the press conference, know that.
That's funny as hell.
Yeah. Since we have a Heat fan on, I want to ask you some questions. And the first question is, to your best of your knowledge, can you define Heat culture?
It's Miami culture. We talk our shit. We're going to come to play. If you do beat us, you was in a fight. And that's what it is. That's how we play. We're not helping you up off the ground. We stepping over you. After the game, we talk to you. That's what I was kind of stressing earlier about the Lakers. Like, y'all need that back. Like, y'all kind of, you know what I'm saying? Like, Kobe was slapping niggas with the ball in practice. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's Heat culture. Okay. If you watch the Lakers movie, you seen Pat Riley, that's Heat culture.
Okay, Yeah.
Is there any organization that comes close to Heat culture that is not the Heat?
Well, to me, it sounds like the Knicks. He sounds like Tracy Morgan on the Roommates podcast. Telling me LeBron couldn't play as a Nick. Like, nah, it take a certain type of person to be a Nick. It take a certain type of person to be playing in New York in the Garden. That's what Corey sound like right now.
Yeah. That's why LeBron dropped 50 on them niggas in the Garden whenever he come to town.
LeBron. Don't get it wrong. We appreciate LeBron. Mm. But Alonzo wanted that nigga.
Okay. Man, you don't get the fuck out of
that
nigga. You feel me? Like, that's Tim Hardaway, that nigga. Gary Payton barely was a Heat player. That nigga. You feel me?
Oh, that nigga.
As another organization, I guess the Knicks or Boston, you know, just any old school, but we're younger than everybody with that type of coaching. Mm. So, you know what I'm saying?
True.
Okay, so I have some names for you, Corey, and I wanna ask you if they could thrive or make it in Heat culture. Okay?
Let's go.
Drake.
No. No, he a fluffy nigga. We don't do that.
Fluffy nigga.
Take that however you want to take it. I don't even know what it means yet. I'm gonna figure it out.
Okay, yeah.
Word to describe a Drake.
That's
funny.
Underground rapper Jaden Smith.
Will Smith's son?
Yeah.
No.
Will Smith's son?
He said underground, so it kind of sounded tough. I'm like, okay, we talking about the same nigga? No.
Luka Doncic.
Mm. Yeah.
That was messy.
Yeah. We would change him up a little bit, but yeah.
Okay. Okay.
They made Luka lose weight.
Definitely. You feel me? Mm.
Okay, I got a couple more. U.S. Senator from Vermont, Bernie Sanders.
We need him. We would work. He could be yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. We would talk shit behind his back.
Right.
Definitely.
But invite him out to live on Sunday. I see it. That's like a vision. Yeah.
And then
nasty.
Lastly, internet celebrity JoJo Siwa.
I don't even know the fuck that nigga is, so
I don't know that.
You know what I'm saying? Tall boy for sure.
Hold on. This girl?
Was she trying to play power forward? Was she like?
Is she a power forward?
She could probably grab a ball.
She'll vibe.
Okay, so Luca, JoJo Siwa, and Bernie Sanders. Those.
That's us.
A nice big three.
That's us.
Big three.
Oh. Big burn.
Hell no.
See, imagine you play power four. Oh my god.
I don't know. I got to my.
Okay, so we'll move on to, I guess, game three of the Magic Cavs. It was a tough one. We got beat by a lot of points. Do you guys want to say something first? Do you guys want to say something about the game before I go on a little rant?
I don't know who got to go, but somebody in that starting lineup for the Cavs got to go. 83 points, bro. Somebody getting traded. I'm not going to say any names. I don't want to put those narratives out there like that. But to let the Magic score 120 when they have one person that can really, like, actually shoot the ball, dog, somebody getting fired. Somebody got to go. That pink slip is coming to Cleveland.
Okay.
I think it was one of them NBA fluke games. You know how the NBA do it. They make it dramatic. Like, 120 is hella crazy. Like, mm-hmm. with the people that y'all have, that's, I don't know. That was TNT game right there.
Magic were back at home. They started Wendell Carter again, took Jonathan Isaac out of the lineup. And can I say, limited Jonathan Isaac is the best Jonathan Isaac, nigga. Because when he when he's in there, that little nigga wreaking havoc. Not only was Paolo doing what he was doing, he was making some nigga. Paolo was making some shots. Yeah. Jalen Suggs was busting y'all ass.
This is a great
Jalen Suggs game. Look, Cavs couldn't make a shot, but it looked like in the middle of the second quarter, y'all was just like, all right, man, let them get this one. And definitely after halftime, y'all was like, yeah, it's over. Darius Garland should not be a Cavalier next year. If Fido wants to stay, get DG out of Cleveland. Get DG out of Cleveland.
Yeah, he has not had a good season. This is the first season where I felt like he's, like, regressed as a player. Yeah, 2 of 10. You can't be on a max contract and going 2 of 10. And only scoring 5 points. Any thoughts on JB Bickerstaff, guys? Any, you guys want to reassure my beliefs that he should get fired?
You know he about to get fired.
He about to get hit with that Mark Jackson.
Not in my locker room.
They about to bring a nice white man in to get that team together.
Okay, so this is the JB Bickerstaff and the Cavs. We have now played eight total playoff games. These are the amount of points we have scored in the eight total playoff games. The Knicks series last year, and then the first three against the Mavs: 97, 107, 79, 93, 95, 97. 96, and yesterday 83. We have only scored over 100 points in one playoff game, and I think that's egregious in today's NBA. Something needs to be done.
That was first of all, A1 research. That was
yeah.
First of all, yeah, JB, Yeah, we talked about it. We've been talking about all playoffs. We shitting on Darvin Ham. Yeah, tactically, you just have to be better prepared than that. Especially going up 2-0. You can't go into game three lackadaisical. We just saw what a championship team effort looks like in game three from the Denver Nuggets. Yo, you just got to come better prepared. Like I said, I'm watching in the second quarter and going, oh, these niggas, oh, they sleepwalking through this. They thinking they chump. And this is the wrong time to start thinking they chump. These boys defend home court. And they got Jalen Suggs, and they still ain't got a good Cole Anthony game. They still haven't got production from other guys. So they still another one at home. Now y'all sitting here 2-2 looking in the face like, oh, shit, well, where we going from here?
Yeah, I think you nailed it with a lackadaisical. I just saw complacency from us in game three. Complacency from the team, complacency from the coaching staff that like, oh, we won the first two games, even though we only put up 97, 96 points. We don't have to change anything since we won. We don't have to find ways to get better open shots. I mean, we get maybe like, we've been getting maybe like three or four like nice looking threes, and that's it. Like, we need to find a way to get more open shots. And complacency by the coaching staff. I'm going to read you guys a quote from JB Bickerstaff. This is a pregame game two quote on adjustments and like the Chiron of like the title of it is JB on adjustments not being adjustments. So this is JB attacking the idea of adjustments. All you want to do is continue to play well and play better. And that's what it comes down to. If your team plays better than the other team, adjustments, I know that's a catchphrase for you guys, and you guys, the media. I know that's a catchphrase for you guys like to use, but it comes down to the execution and whatever the game plan is, and the team that executes the best typically wins. Thank you, JB Bickerstaff, for saying that's you're far ahead of your years.
He said a whole lot of nothing.
Mm-mm. He said at the end of the day, the day got to end.
I swear to God.
It can't be too simple. That's all he said.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know if he believes in adjustments.
Are you confident y'all can still get out of this series? Because you weren't confident when y'all went up 1-0.
I want to pick the only reason I wouldn't pick the Magic in five is because we've already won two games. That was very concerning. They blew the doors off of us.
I know.
They
looked the best offensively out of all three games. Out of all the three wins, they looked the best offensively.
And like the games in Cleveland, like the Magic fought. Like we were up by like 10, 12. The Magic would make runs, try to come back. They were still playing hard. And we just rolled over in game three. And I really don't have the confidence that like we can make up the 40 points that we got like blown out. It's gonna be a good game. I do think whoever wins game four wins the series by virtue of us being up 3-1. And if the Magic win, they just have like the momentum. And they just look like a tougher team.
I think y'all should come out. It's just on kind of like the Celtics. Do y'all want it? Are y'all gonna play? Because the Magic gonna come. They clearly show.
Both in Florida, yeah. I think if I was the coach, I would take the team to Disney for a day.
Donovan Mitchell gonna be calling them Villanova boys in the halftime, bro.
I want to play more one center lineups, but we just haven't, we never like played that enough in the season for me to feel confident that we could do it. I want more Sam Merrill minutes. He did show out in the junk time and put up free threes and nail them. So hopefully we'll get more Sam Merrill minutes. And yeah, run more offense through like Max Strus. Like this dude is like, that may sound weird, but like we need to space the floor and we need to get him knocking down shots. Like Darius Garland like could just be too small. He just could be too small.
There's you think
nothing you could do about it.
Becky Hammon would say the same thing about him too.
I think so, man.
Is Darius Garland even a two A?
No, it ain't gonna matter next to Wimby. It ain't gonna matter. Throw it up, nigga. Got full CP with the Clippers. Throw that bitch up, BG.
From the numbers, y'all just got to play as a team. Strus ain't even had 10. This nigga, Donovan Mitchell, is shooting 25 shots a game, making 7.
But yeah, that's what this is a Donovan Mitchell, like, you're the best player in this series. Like, this should be your game.
By
like,
far.
You should be controlling this game. You cannot let Paolo, like, do this to you.
And Paolo, right. I'm telling you, he was looking like prime Melo out there in game 3. Whatever he wanted in the mid-range. Come here. I'm talking about, and y'all was guarding him nasty. He just, nigga. I was like, whoo, that boy going to be good.
He was making those shots good. That those unguardable shots. That was great defense, but he just shot over you and made it. Yeah, it was scary.
I mean, you know, this might be a spicy take. Is this where Donovan Mitchell learns he's more of like an Aaron Gordon type of like player? He needs to be the second or third guy on a really good team. He's not a guy that's going to get a team to a conference finals, much less a finals.
Going to be Jalen Brunson's number two is crazy.
I don't know if he can be a number one. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if he has it in him. He's made a lot of. He's shown like a lot of bad habits. He'll always like. He just always wants to go for like, the Showtime dunk when he can just like lay it up, and that results in like 2 not finishes at the rim. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm fine with maybe trading him.
In the same basket, but like an AD. Like he's good. Why do you never do it when we really like what's up?
The gap between AD and Donovan Mitchell are worlds apart.
Oh yeah. But I'm just stressing when it comes down to it. This ain't stat line, this ain't none of that. This when it
Anthony
comes
Davis, down, Anthony Davis has a championship.
With another nigga. Who's the best nigga ever to be a nigga?
Oh, what another nigga is nasty.
Okay, we can move on to Knicks Sixers. Man, Joel Embiid dropped 50 on half a leg, and it's just effortless for him. He could have one arm, I think.
Because of this podcast, man, now girls are texting me before games on who to bet on. And I told them, I said, if Joel is playing, take the over on them points, baby. He going for it.
21 free throws. I'm not going to say it was a quiet 50. That's not what I'm here to say. Them 4 threes in the third was crazy. He hit 5 threes altogether. He was going crazy.
She did take the over on his blocks, and I said he wasn't going to get that 1.5 blocks, and I was right on that. But the points, I said take them points.
Always take the points. This was definitely a big Joel game, but like what I was talking about, Murray making his shots at the right time, same thing with Maxey. It felt like every time they needed Maxey, he was there, especially in the third. They went crazy when Joel hit those 4 threes. Oubre hit some big shots. I mean, they responded well. This is what I expected from the Lakers when they went home in game 3. They responded well after getting their hearts taken out in the game 2. Should have won game 2. But, oh, my goodness. Yeah, the Joel game, it was over after that third quarter. That third quarter, they just lit him up. And they finally did get a good Jalen Brunson game from the Knicks. It just didn't matter. It didn't matter.
He's going to give him another one, though. I still like the Knicks to take this series.
I still like the Knicks in 6, but I think the Sixers are gonna make them earn it though.
They're gonna fight, but he can't keep doing that. Joel Embiid can't keep doing that. Like that's just.
I mean, we say that. I didn't think he was.
Like he physically can, but I don't know. This playoff basketball, he can't beat them 4 times in a row. Just him.
It's just wild that Jalen Brunson finally had an efficient scoring game, and that's when they lost. That's the craziest thing that's happened, that I think that's happened in this series. The first two games, he shot the ball terrible.
Yeah, and he shot the ball like solid. He got to the line 12 times, but it doesn't really matter when Joel got to the line 21 times. Like when you're getting to the line 20 times in a playoff game, like it's really hard to not win.
For the Knicks,
that's why do that. Because to get to the free throw line 20 times, you got hit 20 times.
Yeah. I mean, he also did try to break a nigga's leg, but
it's part of the game.
That was not part of the game. That was crazy. Somebody said if Draymond had did what Joel did, they would have had a guillotine out at halftime. they be letting Joel get away with some dirty shit, man.
Who's the second best player on the Knicks?
I don't know. That's what I was gonna say. Is like, it's for them. It comes down to McBride and DiVincenzo having good games, and I mean. They didn't.
Offensively, yeah, because I was about to say it's between Josh Hart and Isaiah Hartenstein because they're the ones that are showing up consistently for those guys. But with the scoring punch, it's like, well, they've made up for JB's bad two games. And then when JB has his game, they weren't there for him. I mean, Josh Hart still shot the ball well. But, oh, my goodness. Now you're starting to feel the effects of no Julius Randle. And what Ben was talking about with OG is like, what does OG do besides play good defense?
I mean, he went 7-for-11 last night.
Yeah, he can knock down some shots, but man, can he not put the ball on the floor? Like no. He's not going to create any offense for you.
Oh. Yeah, and it's ugly. Like if Joel's on one leg and they starting to get 2 days of rest in between, and he can, start catching the rhythm, they right back in this series. Like I said, I don't think you want to see Joel in the Garden in game 7.
Definitely not. If it get there, it's definitely Sixers.
Yeah, I think this has to go 7. I don't, because that only requires the Knicks to win game 5 at home. I see the Sixers like, I think they're, I want to pick them. Oh, I picked Knicks in 6, but I do kind of want to pick the Sixers now just because of how dominant Joel Embiid is.
Just from this one game, you want to pick the Sixers now?
No, we told you about that first half in game 1. Before he fucked his knee up, he was terrorizing. And he looked like that guy again in this game. You know what I mean? That's why I'm like, the 2 days rest looked like it's helping. That little massage he getting over there between his little rest is definitely helping.
Because he could have...
Right on the bum.
Oh, even close.
The Knicks better pray they win this next game. That's all I'm gonna say. Because the thing is, they're due for like a big maxi game. You know what I'm saying? Where he just like, I'm gonna make 8 threes tonight. They're due for one of those. So
that was that game too when he took over in the fourth quarter. But
yeah, I guess. But I mean, just like wire to wire, he has Maxie will have some games where it's just kind of like, damn, this dude can score from anywhere. It's just some nights he just doesn't do it.
Tobias Harris got benched in the fourth for good. A game two.
I feel like Tobias. I feel like Tobias Harris owe me money, and I'm not even a Sixers fan.
And then also, like, I guess Buddy Hield sucks.
Yeah, Buddy Hield has not played well at all in this series. They got some big campaign threes in this game. The couple in the second quarter kind of shifted the momentum. And that's why I was like, once I saw campaign making shots, I was like, damn, ain't Buddy Hield on this team? And it just hasn't felt like it in this series at all, though.
That's got to be rough for Buddy Hield, getting your spot taken by campaign.
Yeah, sure. But it's just like, who Buddy Hield going to guard? Exactly. It's quiet as hell in this bitch.
Yeah, I mean, the role
campaign at least foul a nigga.
That's funny. Role players do play better at home, so maybe you finally get something going with them in game 4. But,
yeah.
I mean, I think this is a must-win for both teams right here in this 2-1. Like, obviously, can't go down 3-1. You know what I mean? And if they tie it up 2-2, boy, we got us a series for sure.
I want to see the Sixers do it. I just think it would be hilarious for Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
But I just yeah. I don't believe in them.
There were also like a lot of Knicks fans at the game. They kind of packed it out a little bit. You heard them.
Oh, yeah. You get on the train for like $20.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was about to say you could definitely feel that Knicks energy in there, and that was kind of unexpected because normally that Philly fan base they show up, but you're right. This is a right up the turnpike on that. Get on that Amtrak. You right there. So. Oh my goodness.
We can move on quickly to Bucks Pacers. My hot take was Pacers in five, just because I didn't think Giannis was gonna play, and it doesn't really seem like he's gonna play.
This shit is the biggest toss up in the first round, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like I cannot predict this shit.
Yeah, Siakam, the only one in this series that came to play full throttle. He looked
right. He's had a good game every game.
He is just balling out of his mind. This game literally looked like, I mean, again, Dame was going crazy in the first half once again. I don't know what the fuck is happening to him in these second halves. I'm not sure at all. Watching the game, it just kind of looked like the youth, these niggas, they looked young, they looked spry, they were getting out and running. Ben Shepherd and TJ were picking boys up 94 feet. Miles Turner was still taking a lot of shots, but now he's motherfucking making all of his goddamn shots. They just looked really effective. And they still haven't gotten a good Tyrese game for real. Goodness. So, I mean, Ben, you could be right. We about to see what's going to happen tonight. I mean, they play in, 2 hours, so.
Right. Siakam is averaging 36. Like nobody's talking about this. Yeah. This nigga is averaging 36 and 10.
Yeah, 36 and then 37.
It's just boring to watch. That's his problem.
Also, like, Chris Middleton might not play today. Like, he sprained his ankle in game two. Ooh. He's questionable right now.
Middleton has looked really good in that first game. And even in that second game, he's making some big shots, still initiating the offense. It's just like, oh, my goodness. If Middleton's not going to play, it's like, well, what are you doing? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's ugly. So they might start like a three-guard lineup of Lillard, Beasley, and Beverly?
And when you start coming down the chest, it's like Rick Carlisle is definitely going out-tactical Doc Rivers 9 times out of 10.
Nigga, we could out-tactical Doc Rivers tonight with no prep. That nigga is terrible.
Yeah, we'll definitely revisit this series next week if it does go south, because if they lose to the Pacers in the first round, that's probably DEFCON 1 right there.
Is this the first game in Naptown?
Yeah, this is about to be the first game in Indy.
Come on now. We're about to have Pat McAfee courtside. Caitlin Clark about to be there.
Oh, yeah. Look, Caitlin.
They going to show out in front of Caitlin, because it's just like, now that Caitlin in Indianapolis, it's Caitlin and the Pacers. So they got to turn up. They got to turn up tonight. I got the Pacers tonight.
And then even when you look at the box score, the Pacers just look younger. Like, they just getting to it. This just numbers. This ain't even what I can see.
Yeah, this Bucks team is an old team. They're an old team.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, Dame is what, like 33, 34?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's so crazy, because you're seeing it in playoffs. This is supposed to be half court basketball, and these young boys getting up and down and running on the Bucks.
They out there looking tired.
Also, like, I really like Ben Shepherd. Fun fact, this Ben Shepherd was the first round pick that we gave up to the Pacers for Caris LeVert. It looked like they did well with this first round pick, because he looks like he's going to be like a very good role player in this league that can play good defense and knock down shots.
Yeah, he went from what, like 8 minutes in game one? He played 23 minutes in game two. Like, he looks good.
They're not even playing their lottery pick this year, Jairus Walker. Like, he has been barely getting any minutes.
Nah, he's
another player who, like, is up and coming.
How do y'all feel about y'all's TJ McConnell that is the X factor take? How are we feeling about that?
It still could happen. It's still not a good game one.
It's tonight. Tonight.
It could tonight. At home, but the game one when he took a wide open three, and like the rebound came right to him, and then he took another wide open three, and literally no one's closing out on him, and he had like 5 seconds to like dribble and get his shot and shoot it, and still missed it. That wasn't good, but I still he's still effective. He's gonna pop off one of these games, I feel like.
Okay. We're gonna see. If Middleton doesn't play tonight, I got the Pacers.
He probably will, but like he's like listed as questionable, didn't practice yesterday. But we'll see. Preview of the Clippers Mavs.
Yeah, because I was gonna talk about the injury report. Tim Hardaway is for sure out tonight, so that means somebody is not going to get their shots taken away.
Hilarious. Shout out to Josh Green. I mean, the Tim Hardaway and I'm glad Tim is out. I mean, that just helps us a lot. And Gafford got hurt in that last game too, and that seemed to help us as well. I'm nervous, y'all. I'm very nervous. Ty Lue. This nigga Ty Lue is a tactician. I love how Kidd responded back after game one. But tonight's gonna be a whole nother story. We at home. We expecting role players to play big. But Kawhi is not gonna be as bad as he was in game two. So we gotta be just as locked in defensively. I know y'all saw my boy Luka Pippen out there. I know y'all saw Luka Pippen out there in game two, locking boys down. We need to bring that same defensive energy back. And we haven't gotten a big Luka game yet. So that's what I'm looking for. I know Kyrie's gonna be locked in. It's like, yo, is Jason Kidd gonna hang in there still with Ty Lue? And we can get a big Luka game. We gotta steal this one. We need the momentum back. We gotta steal this one at home. I'm super nervous though, y'all.
Yeah, because like I don't think Kawhi played bad in game two. He just kind of just didn't want to play that hard and kind of just like felt it out. And like, I'm kind of like, I have a feeling that he's ready. He's ready for game three.
And do y'all think James Harden plays like more with handcuffs on when Kawhi's on the floor?
What do you mean by handcuffs on?
Because he looked like a completely different player in game one. Like, he was just taking shots, not even thinking about it.
Yeah, I
feel like him and Paul George were second-guessing what they were doing with the ball a lot because Kawhi was on the floor now. It was, like, more focused on, like, we got to get Kawhi ingratiated back into the offense instead of just, like, getting buckets.
I can see that.
That plays into the Mavs' hand, too. Like, y'all don't know what y'all want to do with the ball. We knew exactly what we about to do with the ball. This right. big white nigga going to dribble to the rim.
Right. No, for real. I don't know. That kind of makes sense to me, though. I can see that because they trying to play team ball, but they really not team ball.
They not a team. Like they just a bunch of really good niggas on one team. Because James Harden was playing out of his mind in game one.
They play the most ISO ball in the league, and we've been the best defense in the last 20 games.
Right.
So that just plays right into our hands. I mean, PJ and Maxey was looking. Incredible. Shout out to the return of Maxey Kleber. If we're going to get this type of defensive effort, wrap this series up. But
bro,
I'm scared because of Ty Lue being able to make adjustments and Kawhi just catching steam going into this. That's why I think that the win tonight is crucial.
If people are doing the ball in the post, it get ugly for y'all.
Yeah. Big Zoo, what he did in game one. Big Zoo. We got to play him off the floor again.
Yeah. Zoo Chamberlain.
Because our bigs, Zoo Chamberlain, our bigs have been been so crucial to our run towards the end of the year. So it's like that we can't get them played off the floor either. As good as Kleber was in game two, it's like we still need Lively to be out there and be impactful. Keep Big Zoo off the rim. I mean, he shot it poorly in that game too, but I'm expecting this nigga averages 7 shots. This nigga got 29 shots through 2 games.
Mm-hmm. No, because I know that's part of their plan. That's why I said I feel like he one of the biggest, like, everybody know, but ain't nobody paying him attention. And they caught that last game, but like you say, Ty Lue, He's going to use him in game three, and it depends on how he's used in this game to see if he's really a factor.
I like Zubac. I like Zubac. It's really a matchup nightmare. But Maxi Kleber, man, people sleep on that dude in the fourth quarter. He's like one of those players that just makes one of the right play. Like, I'm in Chicago right now. One of the last times I was in Chicago, Maxi Kleber broke my heart. He hit this crazy three on the Lakers at the buzzer in the fourth. And he's just like one of those guys that's just like a Robert Horry, just always happens to just be in the right spot at the right time, and the ball just ends up in his hands. And then he's one of those dudes also that just gets those like random ass rebounds that break your heart when like you need to get the ball back, and then he just gets it. Like that's the type of guy they have playing like that stretch four, stretch five role. And so I feel like a Clippers team that doesn't really like get down and dirty and die for loose balls and type of shit like that, that's a guy that can kill you with like 2-3 minutes left in the game.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
he made some big shots last game.
Anything else on Clippers Mavs?
3J Washington, 3J Washington, please get PJ more involved. We know what Luka and Kyrie is going to do, but right. Man, this nigga was dropping off 40 pieces on the Hornets, and he is not scared to attack off the dribble. Kid, get this nigga more involved. I know you thinking about the goddamn bigs. I want the bigs to stay involved, but get PJ involved. Long as Maxi and sorry, Derek Jones Jr., I thought you couldn't play in the series. Much better in game 2. I'm so sorry.
He did.
And this is going to be a great Josh Green game. Again, Josh Green played better, and he got more time because of that motherfucking Tim Hardaway injury. Josh Green has to step up. And it might be Dante Exum, the one that's getting the axe in this series. So
maybe.
Hey, it's just matchup dependent.
Because what you said really worked. Like, they finally started playing Luka off the block, like posting up, like the smaller guard and stuff like that. And so, like, a dude like Dante Exum can't really have you in the corner when we got Luka trying to post up right here. So it might not really work out on that side of the floor.
All right, quickly before we go, T-Wolves, Suns, quick picks. I have the T-Wolves. I think T-Wolves.
Sweet.
Yeah. Weep.
I think they could beat the Suns. I think the Suns could get swapped.
Bro, they had a bad Ant-Man game and still beat them. Jaden McDaniels was out there going crazy. Hey, shout out to Mike Conley, the quarterback. In that fourth quarter, Mike Conley was just setting boys up, getting them where they need to go, made a big corner three. And that defense is just suffocating. Shout out to Rudy. Shout out to Big Rudy, defensive player of the year.
Jaden looked like an all-star, bro.
Sheesh.
He's not guarding regular niggas, dog. He's guarding Booker and KD.
It's just like Pacers Bucks. They just too young and they don't care.
That is one thing I say about the T-Wolves. Like, I think this more than the T-Wolves than OKC. Like he said, the T-Wolves don't care. And I think that's like, because it's like, it starts with Ant. That's his attitude. Laughing in KD's face, calling him an old-ass nigga during the game and shit. That old-ass nigga hurt, bro.
Yeah.
When you don't feel old and somebody call you an old ass nigga, that shit hurt. You might laugh it off, but that shit does not feel good, bro.
I'm telling you. I was in Miami with my little cousin 3 years ago, and I said something around him and his homeboys. They said, nigga, you too old, he be around us. And I'm not gonna lie, I don't fuck with them little young niggas.
I'm telling you, bro. Imagine getting called an old ass nigga in front of 17,000 people and national television. And it going viral on the Shade Room. That shit don't feel good, bro.
Viral. Oh, and my
God. His whole career. So
they have to have a hero. Devin Booker has to have a hero game tonight or series is over.
Yeah, Booker has not shot the ball. In that game, too, all of them missed at least 7 shots, all of the big three. That defense is suffocating. They have to take more threes. They are too mid-range heavy. They got something out of Eric Gordon this game, and this Grayson Allen might be really hobbled because they got nothing out of him. I have to apologize to Drew Eubanks being? They still lost, but he was out there. He was trying.
Yeah, he was trying.
Yeah, I don't think you need to apologize.
Okay. I don't see a sweep. They winning one of these at home. I'm gonna be hella surprised if they don't win tonight. I'm gonna say that. At least I'm gonna be hella surprised they don't win tonight.
It's gotta be Devin Booker dropping 40. It has to.
Or vintage KD game.
Vintage KD game. One of them. Damn, we could have KD and LeBron swept in the same year. Has that ever happened?
When Steph got put out in the play-in?
Changing of the guard.
Mortality. We had that episode earlier this year. Mortality is coming.
It's coming. We're literally watching the league change, bro. Yeah. Anthony Edwards, SGA, Luka, like it's changing, dog.
Yep. All right. Well, I've had a lot of fun this pod. Corey, this is a good one. Thank you for giving us your time and hopping on.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate y'all. I really do. This was fun.
Hell yeah. Yep. Fuck the Heat. Anyway.
Join the Clippers, my nigga. Go get your jersey. Jersey. I'm gonna bring my jersey. I got a Clippers jersey. I'm gonna pitch you.
Oh my god.
All right. Peace out, guys.
All right. Peace. Stop the cap.